miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
The block is winding down. It's almost done and dusted for another year, Claire.
Which is crazy.
And Clint from the block joins us right now. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, Clint.
Claire, Dana, what's happening?
Not much. Well, Clint, look, I am super excited for these auctions. This is going to be amazing.
Yes.
You guys, you and Hannah had never renovated before you went on the block, had you?
Never. We were as green as Gumby when it comes to renovating.
Do you think it's been a big learning curve?
Massive. You're thrown in the deep end, and there's no other way to get through it. You actually just need to partner with your builder and just get cracking and make sure all the hard work is done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Tools down. Get the judging and go again. Monday, yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Is it as hard as what everyone says it is? Because there's like lack of sleep, there's stressing, there's budgets to worry about.
Yeah.
Is it as tough as like what it looks like on TV?
Yeah, honestly, mate, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. You know, because there's nothing that can prepare you for, you know, working flat stick from 6 a.m. Your microphone's put on you, the cameras are in front of you, power tools start at 7 a.m. You go till 6 p.m. and then you're doing last minute touch ups. So you might get there at 10, and then that's the Monday. And then there's the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Then by Friday, you're in a position to do some painting. Then you know you're going to go 24 hours on the Saturday night. That's a given. And then once you start to feel comfortable, then they throw in a challenge.
Yeah.
They actually take you away for 24 hours away, and that really starts to sting you after about 8 weeks of fatigue. That's what happens.
Wow.
Now, Clint, I do know that when you guys first started, your painting skills were not exactly brilliant. Have they come a long way?
Yeah, I'm happy to say that I can now paint a studio, three-car garage and a stairwell.
Excellent stuff, Clint. Life goals, brother, life goals.
Life goals.
Yesterday you had your open for inspections, which we'll see on TV very, very soon. I had a mate there lined up for 5 hours to have a look at some of the houses, mate. How was that experience for you, seeing all those blockheads who, assuming, acting like they know who you are?
Yeah, these guys lined up massive. We had one group actually start camping out from Friday afternoon. Yep. So they've done it before. They've been the first in line for the last 7 years.
Oh, wow.
They've got a great setup. Yeah, they had a little camper. They were turning their sausages on the cooker. They've got tents, and the actual group has grown like each year. So it's quite popular to start camping out of the block for the open days.
That is hilarious.
That's crazy.
And now tell us a bit about Lila behind the scenes on this show. Auction day is coming up. We know the auction, it's live, and we see the results the next day. How does that work for contestants?
Yeah, so what we've been told is we're going to come in on the Friday, which is on the 27th.
Yep.
We come in as a couple. We find out our reserve. We find out the auction order. We then hand our phones over. And then our family gets invited in. So all the family that you invite, you're allowed to invite 10 people.
Yep.
They come in, so they only get to be communicated via the producers.
Wow.
They go to auction on the Saturday, and then 24-hour turnaround, it's shown to the shown to Australia-wide.
On the Sunday. So, wow, that's intense.
Yep. My question is, why do they take your phone off you? Is that so you can't bid on your own house?
Well,
and spoiler alert.
The only thing is, I don't have $2.5 to $3.5 million. So I think it's because actually it's gone that popular that there are some betting agencies now. So if you know there's a fair, because along the way, you've got your agents talking to you and, you know, giving you some insight of what's really popular at the moment, what the buyers are saying, and the fact that the auction order can affect your result dramatically.
Right. Wow. Okay.
It's intense.
Yeah, well, Clint, I cannot wait to see how much you guys make. You and Hannah have been my favourites on the block this season. You were just
so
sweet.
That he's on?
No,
okay.
Honestly, they are the cutest couple.
Thank you. We try to do everything to the best of our ability, and along the way, we have a tiff, then we make up. You have a tiff, then you make up, and it's just part of married life, and it's also part of reno life. So, Hannah and I, it's happy to say we're still happily married,
even after all of this.
Correct.
Well, Clint, good luck, and fingers crossed it your auction goes really well. Yeah. And hopefully we'll speak to you again after auction maybe and give you a real congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. Anytime, guys.
Claire, a couple of weeks ago now, we say a lot of things on this show.
We do. We say a lot of stuff that we probably should remember that we don't.
Yeah, exactly right. One of those things was I said that I'm a natural athlete and that if I got challenged to do any sport, I'd be able to do it.
Other than boxing.
Other than boxing, I was like, no, I'm not going to punch someone else in the head and I don't want to get punched in the head myself. Now, Ned got involved on Facebook and said, what you need to do is...
Go skiing with me. Water skiing.
Water skiing. Exactly right. Then Stuart caught up and said, mate, I'm keen. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And we had a little whisper in the office. Our Nana Jude, who works at the front desk here, received a call from Griffith Marine Centre and Scott. And he joins us right now. Good morning,
Scott.
Morning,
Scott.
Morning, guys. How are you going today?
Good.
Doing well, mate. Now, this is very exciting. Scott, what did you call Nana Jude about?
Well, I give Jude a ring because I'd heard that you were keen on having a go at skiing, and I've got the boat and I've got the skis and I've got the jackets and I've got the knowledge to teach you how to ski. Yeah.
And now, how long have you been skiing for? Let me just quiz you quickly.
I've been skiing for like 30 years.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that's enough experience, Scott. 30 years skiing experience. Now, one of my main concerns about this is that my legs are going to split so far apart that it's going to cause some sort of damage. Is that possible for a first timer?
Nah, look, it is possible, but we've got some good training skis. We put a little rope between them so your legs won't split.
Right.
And you'll be right. I'll give you the basics. Arms straight, knees bent. That's the mantra that's got to go through your head.
Okay.
And you'll just pop out of the water like there's no tomorrow. And you'll have the best time. You won't believe it. Yeah.
Do you think, Scott, that I will be able to... This is the first time I'm declaring this, and then I haven't learned my lesson about making outlandish statements on this show. Scott, with Ned, Stuart, and yourself, do you think I'll be able to stand up first go?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's a big call.
All right, here we go. Are you ready for this big call?
Have you ever skied any type of ski before? Snow, water, anything?
No, I've wakeboarded and I've snowboarded before.
Righto, you'll be right. You'll be right. You've got to remember, until we do this, the mantra is arms straight, knees bent. You've got to remember that.
Sounds like all the mantra in my bedroom too, mate.
No. Oh, God.
I'll have to delete that part.
And then we'll put you behind the boat and you'll be right. You'll pop out of the water and you'll do a lap of the lake and you won't know. You'll be like on cloud nine.
Okay, here we go. Ready
and
for this statement?
Then we'll take one ski off and you go to one, and by the end of the day, you'll be barefooting.
Oh, jeez.
That'll be huge. Okay, here we go. I guarantee.
I love these guarantees.
I will stand up first go behind the boat.
And what if you don't?
Well, we'll figure that out later.
If you don't stand up first ski, you got to do the second go in the nude, I reckon.
No one wants to see that.
We might have to think about that, Scotty, but thank you so much.
At night time.
Okay, I like it. Right. Scott, thanks so much for getting involved in this. We'll be in touch. Our people will call your people. The ski regatta will happen. Scotty from Griffith Marine Centre, thank you so much.
I'm ready when you are. I don't want to hear your chicken out of me, all right? I don't want to hear any of this chicken going on. You've got to get ready to go.
We're ready to go. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, heaps, guys. See ya.
Claire, in your varied work history and life, you've been a lot of things. You're a carny, you're a security guard, you've worked in radio, you've worked in call centres. Have you ever been a mascot?
I have dressed up in those mascot-y type suits before,
For what? Can you tell us what business or company and what was the mascot?
Well, it was the party company that I used to work for, like the party hire company, and I was a cat for a birthday.
A cat,
and I was
just a generic cat, or was it like Hello Kitty or something like that?
Technically, it was a fox outfit, but we pretended it was a cat.
Right, okay.
The kids were only five;
kids
no one noticed.
Yeah, they don't know.
And I was also an emu on the Carhill Expressway in Sydney on the Harbour Bridge for New Year's Eve.
Right. What an interesting outfit that would have been.
It was.
What did you look out of? The neck?
Oh, no, out of the mouth. Out of the mouth.
Well, short emu.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a long emu.
Central Coast on the weekend, this mascot seems to be for everything these days.
Oh, absolutely.
And the A-League has kicked off, and there's an A-League clash on the Central Coast of the Mariners and Newcastle playing each other, right?
Yeah, yep.
And some of their mascots there at the Mariners... a life-size bottle of tomato sauce, tomato ketchup. You know those squeeze bottles?
Yeah, okay.
The Master Food ones?
Yeah.
They have two life-size versions of those. There's a tomato sauce and a barbecue sauce, right?
Right.
Exactly right. Now, the fans started to give it to one of the sauce bottles. The fans were yelling out, "Who are ya?" Right?
So they probably had a few too many bevvies.
This whole, this portion of the crowd were yelling out to the master food barbecue sauce bottle and his little tomato sauce buddy, "Who are ya?" They were from the Newcastle Jets supporters. Now, the Mariners mascots had enough. And they wasn't a very good day for them. Not only did they get beaten 5-1, the barbecue sauce mascot was not going down without a fight. He decided to fight fire with fire, and he flipped the bird to the crowd.
Because why not? Why not, right?
For those playing at home, flipping the bird, and if kids are in the car, ask your parents what that means. But it's where you extend your middle finger in no polite terms to say, "Get that up, ya."
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good way of describing it, do you think, Claire?
Kind of, yeah. Telling you to go somewhere else.
Yes. Someone said on Facebook, "I don't know what's worse, the sauce bottle flipping the bird or Jets fans chanting, 'Who are ya?' to a sauce bottle."
Why? Like, why?
Did you ever do anything like that when you were a mascot, had enough of the fans or the kids or
but
something?
I did have an elderly Italian lady who kept trying to look in my beak.
Right, okay. When you were the emu?
When I was the emu. Right, okay. I think it was quite late at night, so I'm sure they'd all had a bit to party.
Yep.
And she kept looking in going, "Who are you? Who are you?" And trying to figure out.
Right, who's inside?
Yeah, I don't get why, though. It's not like we knew each other.
You know, I went for Disney for a couple of years on the cruise line. I got to know a lot of the people that were friends with the characters. And one of the friends of Mickey Mouse, Trish was her name, she told me if children got a little bit rambunctious for Mickey Mouse, because Mickey Mouse is quite a short character, if they turn around super quickly, their heads and ears are quite large and used to just the kids out of the road pretty quickly. So if Mickey Mouse ever turns around really quickly,
run.
He's had enough of you. Yeah, exactly right. It's 18 minutes past 6. You get up with Claire and Dane on Hit.